Rule number 10. You're only a big baby if you let yourself think you're a big baby. My opportunity to stand up to Cheyenne and prove to all the girls in the fourth grade that you didn't have to go with boys to have fun came sooner than I thought it would. The very next day, at afternoon recess, Cheyenne came up to me while I was playing outfield in Rosemary's kickball game. Now that we weren't playing queens anymore, Erica and I had taken up kickball, even though the truth was, Erica wasn't all that good at it, except the kicking part. She was more of a gymnastics kind of girl. "Ellie," Cheyenne said, "I need to talk to you." "So, talk," I said to Cheyenne. I noticed she had her usual gang behind her. M and D, and also Shamira, Rosie, Elizabeth, and just about every other girl in the fourth grade, except Caroline, Sophie, Erica, and Rosemary. Rosemary, because she was playing first base. Erica, because she was playing outfield right next to me. And Caroline and Sophie, because they were at opposite sides of the playground, reading books and ignoring each other. "Joey Fields is going to ask you to go with him," Cheyenne said, getting right down to business. "And you're going to say yes." Cheyenne pointed over at Joey, who was sitting on one of the swings, peering over at us. When he saw Cheyenne pointing at him, he straightened up and turned his head away, like he wanted to pretend he didn't know what we were talking about. Then he started swinging furiously and barking. I glared at Cheyenne. "No," I said to her. Behind Cheyenne, a lot of girls gasped. "What did you say?" Cheyenne narrowed her eyes at me. "I said no." I put my mittened hands on my hips. "I am not going to go with Joey Fields. Now get out of my way." There were some more gasps. But Cheyenne took the news pretty calmly. You could tell she'd sort of been expecting my reaction. "Ellie," she said, "you have to go with Joey. He's the only boy left in the fourth grade who isn't going with anybody. And you're the only girl left. Well, except for Rosemary. But Joey doesn't want to go with Rosemary. Joey is afraid of Rosemary." "Well," I said, folding my arms across my chest, "that's too bad, because I don't want to go with Joey." For a second, Cheyenne looked as if she wasn't quite sure she'd heard me correctly. She cocked her head to the side the way Marvin, our family dog, does when Mark whistles really loud. Then she said, as if she finally understood, "But Ellie, you and Joey would make such a cute couple." I just stared at her. "For real," Cheyenne said. "You both like those same books. Those, what do you call them books?" "Boxcar Children," someone called from the crowd behind Cheyenne. "Yeah," Cheyenne said. "Joey likes them. I see him reading them all the time. And I see you reading them too. So you guys have to be, like, made for each other. So go over there and tell him you'll go with him." I stared at her. "Cheyenne," I said, "I sit next to Joey Fields all day long. Yeah, I like the same books as he does, but that does not mean I want to go with him. I don't like him. I don't like any boys." I could hear my voice getting kind of high-pitched. Also, my knees were starting to shake like they had that day I first introduced myself to Mrs. Hunter's fourth-grade class. A lot of the same faces that had stared at me that day were staring at me now. But just like then, I knew I had to keep talking. I couldn't back down. Because just like on that day, this was too important. "I don't want to go with any boys," I went on. I was practically yelling now, but I didn't care. I just wanted to make sure Cheyenne heard me. "I don't like any boys that way, okay?" I'm pretty sure Cheyenne heard me. I mean, she was standing right in front of me. Almost every girl in the entire fourth grade at Pine Heights Elementary was. I even saw Caroline and Sophie come from their opposite corners of the playground, having seen the crowd, and I guess wondering what was going on. Most of the kids on the kickball field were looking over. Rosemary was annoyed at the interruption of the game, as were most of the boys. My own brother, Mark, yelled, "Are we gonna play ball here or what?" Cheyenne heard me all right. but that didn't mean she was listening. "Only immature babies don't like boys," she said to me, in a very patient voice, like the one I've heard Kevin's kindergarten teacher use. "Do you really want to be that much of a baby, Allie? I mean, you are in the fourth grade now, after all. It's really time to grow up. I've put up with you and all your silly games, pretending you're a queen and playing Dance Party America, and wearing those stupid snow boots instead of real zip-up boots like the rest of us. But the fact is, if you want to be accepted in the adult world, you're going to have to stop acting like a child sometime. Failure to do so could have extreme consequences. Are you ready to accept those consequences?" What was she even talking about? "Fine," I said. "I accept the consequences of not going with Joey, whatever they are." "Fine," Cheyenne said. She looked very, very disapproving and sounded more like Kevin's teacher than ever. "The first consequence is that you have to go over and tell Joey that you won't go with him, and also why you won't go with him." I glanced over at Joey on his swing. The minute he saw me look in his direction, he turned his head away and pretended he wasn't paying any attention to what we were doing. When the truth is, it was so obvious he was paying attention. I rolled my eyes. Whatever. "Cover my position," I said to Erica. She nodded, looking worried. Not about covering my position either. And I started stomping to where Joey was sitting. The truth was, even though I'd said whatever and rolled my eyes, I didn't feel like this was nothing. I was starting to understand what Erica had meant when she'd said she'd had to say yes to Stuart's note. If you're a nice person, you don't want to hurt another person's feelings on purpose. That would just be mean. It stinks to know you're going to hurt someone's feelings. The whole time I was walking over to Joey, I felt a little sick to my stomach, remembering how sad he had been when none of the girls had wanted to chase him during the kissing game. I didn't like Joey. Not that way. But I didn't want to make him feel bad. Well, not that bad. By the time I got to the swings where Joey was sitting, I was really, really wishing I could go back through time to that first day of the new semester and, instead of Caroline having big news about a new student starting at Pine Heights, her big news could have been that she'd gotten a horse instead. Because then, I wouldn't have been in this terrible situation. Horses are way better than boys who want to go with you. Which is a rule. I just decided. "Hi, Allie," Joey said as I plunked myself down on the swing next to his. "Hi, Joey," I said. I tried not to pay attention to the fact that almost every fourth grade girl was standing clustered on the edge of the playground, watching us.
"Do you have something you want to tell me?" Joey asked.
I noticed that Joey had taken his wool hat off, I guess so that I could see he'd combed his hair especially for the occasion of asking me to go with him. His ears were bright red on account of this. You should never take your hat off when the temperature is freezing or below. That's because you lose 80% of your body heat through your head. Sophie told me this once. "Yes," I said. I figured I'd better just say it fast to get it over with, like taking a Band-Aid off. It hurts less if you do it fast. I took a deep breath. "Joey," I said, "the truth is, I don't want to go with you." Joey had been smiling a little, I guess thinking that I was going to say I would go with him. I was, after all, the only girl in the whole fourth grade who wasn't going with anyone, besides Rosemary, who'd made her position on not wanting to go with anyone very public. I guess to a boy like Joey, who was a bit of a romantic person. You could tell by his reading of the Boxcar Children books. The idea of my not wanting to go with him, since I love the Boxcar Children too, was completely inconceivable, which means he couldn't even dream of it. So when I said I didn't want to go with him, it came as a complete shock to him. He stopped smiling. Also, he grabbed hold of the chains on either side of his swing and started pumping. He wouldn't even look at me. "It's not that I don't like you.
I said, remembering that I was going to have to sit next to him every day, and it was going to be kind of awkward if he hated my guts and all. It's just that I don't like you in that way, that going with you way. The truth was, I didn't even know what I was talking about. I was just saying some stuff I remembered Caroline and Sophie and Erica and I had said when we dressed up in Missy's clothes and pretended to be teenagers. It was stuff I'd seen teenagers say on TV. It sounded good to me. It must have sounded good to Joey because he stopped swinging so hard and looked at me. There were tears going down his face, but I knew from experience that they were tears from swinging in the cold. At least, I really hoped that's all they were. Joey Fields couldn't possibly be crying because he was in love with me. Because that would just be way too weird. What does that mean? He wanted to know, only he didn't ask it in a mean way. You don't like me in a going with me kind of way? It just means, I said, wondering myself what it meant, that I just want to be friends with you. I mean, we're in the fourth grade. No one in the fourth grade goes with anybody, at least in America. Come on, you read the Boxcar Children books. Do any of them go with anybody? No, Joey admitted. That's why I like those books, I said. Sometimes I just want to go live in a boxcar and not have to deal with all this other stuff. Even if it meant my parents would have to be murdered and I'd have to worry about starving to death, at least things wouldn't be as complicated as they are now. Joey had stopped swinging entirely. I couldn't help noticing that he hadn't once, in our entire conversation, barked or even growled. That's why I like those books, too, he said, staring at me. Because they're about a simpler time. Well, I said, then you should be nicer about sharing Mrs. Hunter's copies with the whole class and not hoarding them all in your desk. Is that why you won't go with me? Joey asked, lowering his head. Because I do that? No, I yelled in frustration. That's not it at all. Didn't you hear a word I just said? Joey looked alarmed. Okay, he said. You don't have to yell. Jeez. Put the books back, I yelled. Just take them out one at a time. They're for everyone, not just you. I said okay, Joey yelled back. Stop yelling. Ruff. And stop barking. It's really weird. I can't help it, Joey said. I just do it sometimes. I know, I said. I sit right next to you, remember? I know, Joey said. You're a lot nicer than Rosemary. She used to throw lifesavers at me. They really hurt. I will never do that, I assured him. If I had any delicious lifesavers, I wouldn't waste them by throwing them at Joey. I'd eat them. Are you sure you don't want to go with me? Joey asked. I'd make a good boyfriend. I'm sure you would, I said as nicely as I could. But I don't want to have a boyfriend right now. I just want to stay a kid. And you should too. None of the boxcar children went with anyone. That's true, Joey admitted. Fortunately, just then the bell rang, so I jumped off the swing and ran to get into line to go inside, cutting off all further conversation. Of course, all the girls clustered around me, wanting to know what I'd said to Joey. I said I don't want to go with him, of course, I said, only not loudly, because I didn't want Joey to overhear and be embarrassed. I mean, if there's one thing I know from sitting in the back row with a bunch of boys, which I'm not so sure Cheyenne and all those girls who'd liked playing the kissing game so much knew, it's that boys are human. Yes, I like to say boys don't have feelings, but of course, that isn't true. They do. It's just that boys get over their feelings faster than girls. They just feel them, and then they're done. Whereas girls feel and then think about their feelings,
And then maybe they write about their feelings in their diaries. And then maybe they call their best friend and talk about their feelings. And then maybe they tell their kitten about their feelings. And then maybe they'll talk about their feelings to their Webkinz. And then to their stuffed unicorn with the rainbow wings. And then maybe they'll act out their feelings in a little play in front of their bathroom mirror with a pillow posing as their best friend. And then, if that doesn't work, they'll act out their feelings with their American Girl dolls or maybe some glass animals. Or maybe their dollhouse figures, and then maybe their Bratz dolls, too, for good measure. Maybe this was why, when we got into room 209 and were taking our coats off, and Cheyenne said to me in the snobbiest voice I'd ever heard, "So, did you tell him?" I just lost it. I mean it. I just couldn't take it anymore. I yelled, "Yeah, Cheyenne, I said no. I said no to Joey, okay? I'm not going with him. I'm not going with anybody, and you can't make me." And Cheyenne looked at me with her eyes all mean and said in a low voice, "Then you know you have to face the consequences, right? You know from now on, no one is going to call you Allie anymore, but Baby, Big Baby Finkel. That's your new name, Big Baby Finkel. I hope you like it." Marianne, who was standing right next to Cheyenne when she said this, overheard and started to laugh. "Big Baby," she said. "Big Baby Finkel. That's funny." I don't know what happened. Somehow, Cheyenne had just pushed me one step too far. I mean, Big Baby Finkel isn't even the worst thing anyone's ever called me. I've been called way worse names. At my old school, people called me Stinkle Finkel, for example. I got called Stinkle Finkel, which is way worse than Big Baby Finkel, for like weeks. But somehow today, Cheyenne just caused me to snap. I couldn't take it anymore. I just couldn't. Maybe it was how sad Joey had looked when I said I wouldn't go with him. Maybe it was the fact that back there on the swings, he and I had shared a genuinely nice moment when we'd revealed we'd both like to go and live in a boxcar. Although in a million years, I will never, ever want to live in a boxcar with Joey Fields. And somehow, coming inside and having Cheyenne be so mean about it just made it all seem so, I don't know, dumb. When it hadn't been dumb, it had been nice. So I just exploded. "Cheyenne!" Everyone in the room froze. "Cheyenne!" I yelled. "You are not the boss of me, and you cannot tell me what to do, so you had better quit trying right now. Don't you dare call me or my friends a big baby ever again, or you are going to get it. Do you understand?" Cheyenne's face went bug-eyed with shock. In fact, most of the faces in room 209 went completely open-mouthed at the sound of my voice and the words I'd said. But no face looked as shocked as the one I saw standing in the doorway to our classroom. "Allie Finkel!" Mrs. Hunter was staring at me with her green eyes crackling. I had never seen her look so stunned. Or so disapproving.